Now, Paul says, for what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within. Paul says, I'm not judging people on the outside. It's not my business. But I am those inside the church. But them that are without, God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Now, the question arises, how did things work out? Well, if you would turn over to 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 4, you will find out that the church dealt with this. And when it does, everything works out. Verse 4, for out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. But if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment, which was inflicted of many, so that contrariwise you ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. This man came in deep repentance when Paul put it down on the line. And I think today that we need a great deal of courage, not compromise in the church, but courage that points this thing out and says, this is sin. And I think when it is, then the guilty fellow will say, well, like David did, I'm the one that's guilty. I'm the one that did it. And by the way, this all was handled nicely by the Corinthian church. Why? Because Paul had the courage to write this kind of a letter. And you find him saying over in the 7th chapter, verse 12, wherefore, though I wrote unto you, I did it not for this cause that had done the wrong, nor for his cause that suffered wrong, but that I care for you in the sight of God might appear unto you. Paul says, I did this for the welfare of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, today, this flimsy, hypocritical attitude of, well, we don't want to air this. We don't want to cause trouble. We just want to sweep it under the rug. My friend, God can't bless it. God doesn't bless it. And if God did bless it, God would be a liar. And did you know something? God is no liar. He will judge. What a tremendous lesson this is.